I thought I'd be like Lucas and show you that I'm really tech savvy and bring my little iPad. But hello? I'm not that tech savvy. So just in case. So, today is Trinity Sunday, of course, when one would normally try to explain the triad, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which is quite a difficult thing to do. And don't worry, I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to concentrate on just explaining Cafe Church to you as best as I can. One thing, however, what Don said, is that we cannot replicate what happens at Cafe Church in this worship space, as we would need tables and waiters and a chef, and my days of catering for large numbers is over, so no scrambled eggs on sourdough today, unless you go somewhere after. Marcus Borg impressed me some years ago when he said, "We must go out to the people and not expect them to come to us." So Cafe Church commenced because a few of us had a dream to be out in the community worshipping. Reverend Mark Dunn, who was the minister here at Westfield Drive at the time, was running group sessions for those wishing to do church differently. And some of us attended those sessions. From these sessions, Tina Linden, who is now a minister of the word, but at the time a member of Atkinson Street, became interested in commencing church in a cafe. And she roped in myself, Joan Christensen, Gloria Jenkins, Melinda Hume Cook, who some of you may remember. She and Daryl work very well in our church, but now happily living on the South Coast. And also last but by no means least was Judy Port. And quite a few of you will remember Judy. She was our backbone for a number of years. And while she's still here among us, she's not been able to contribute to Cafe Church for some years now. And we miss her heaps. So from these sessions, we became enthused to worship in the community, but didn't have a clue about how to go about it. We felt that Bridge Builders would not be like a church, but a small group which has the qualities of a congregation and the potential to grow. It would be, and it still is, about hospitality, food, and caring for each other and growing together in God's love. So we always begin with sharing breakfast and a meal like Jesus did with his disciples, except we don't do the fish bit. After our initial get-together and wondering how we would go about this, some of us went and investigated other cafe churches in Melbourne. One of the cafe churches already set up by the Preston Uniting Congregation was discussion-based and focused on caring for individuals. Back then, there were very few cafe churches. Now, there are lots. But that was 15 years ago. We're still going after 15 years. Can't be doing anything wrong. We always begin with sharing our highs and our lows of the week, then have a prayer, followed by a discussion of a chosen topic, our views and thoughts, and often veering off the original topic, but that doesn't matter. We're a small group. We range from 6 to 12 to 14 sometimes. In other words, we're not focused on the model or rigid in how we do things. John, Joan, Gloria and myself coordinate each month, although everyone, if they want, may have a turn leading the worship and the discussion group. The groups needs come first and we keep things simple. In my old notes on the computer, I found some minutes of Bridge Builders, which was our name back then, and these are dated Saturday, the 19th of August, 2006, with myself, Gloria, Melinda, Joan, Judy and Tina being present over breakfast at Carlucci's in Templestowe. After sharing and caring, we went on to talk about a motto for our group and the hopes and dreams at Temple Star Uniting and those interested in our group. Also, we mulled over what topics we would introduce and did they have to be Bible-focused. We also decided on a new name, which would be Cafe Church. It seemed a bit more appropriate than Bridge Builders. Our motto was to be a missional group and worship in the community, to be seen in the community, to go out to the people. Our motto, therefore, go out to the people and not expect them to come to us. We made a covenant of confidentiality and a covenant to be open to new members and guests and any invitees at all times. Short, precise and simple. And we left our covenant open to add to over the years, but we never have. Those two things just seem to be a given amongst everyone. Deciding more or less on what we would do, we found a venue after exploring all the cafes in Templestowe. The living room was the only one at the time who welcomed us and have continued to do so on the first Saturday of the month ever since. Excuse me. Just need this. So, over the years, we have changed and evolved as our own journey of faith expands. Everyone is welcome to come for breakfast or brunch or just coffee. We involve others to come and speak with us and have breakfast, followed by discussion, etc., which often leads us a bit off the track altogether, but that's okay. We decided to open with prayer, perhaps have a reading from the Bible, a short talk, and then discussion and closing with a prayer and or the benediction. I have to tell you that when we started, we, or perhaps just me, had great plans, great ideas, and great faith. Still got the faith. Faith that we would make a killing, that we would attract those Templestowe brunchy people to our table, that we would grow because we were attractive to the locals and offered an alternate worship, something different. Well, I was very naive. Not sure about the others, they probably had their feet on the ground. Maybe we all came to the conclusion after a year or two that we were not going to make a killing, so to speak. We were not that attractive to the locals, who just wanted eggs and bacon, a chat, milkshake for the netball kids, and then they were off probably to the next sporting event for the day. Gosh, what a shame, because they did miss something important and meaningful. That little paragraph is also a dig at our own congregation. I cannot attract our own members, so how can I expect to attract others? Some people have dropped in just the once or for a few months and then moved on. But there are certainly some stalwarts who come each month, and I'm very grateful that they do. We love each other and support each other. And over the years, some of us have needed that more than others. It's a safe place, and we know we are amongst friends. I guess I then came to the conclusion that so long as we were out in the community worshipping, albeit in our own way, then we were seen by some. We were welcomed by the manager and others at the living room, and we were catering to those few who enjoyed this type of worship. It worked for them, and it works for us. Looking back, perhaps it wouldn't have worked if we'd have grown bigger and bigger. After some years, the team decided it would be great if we could start having communion before each session. We felt it would bind us together more and be a great way to begin our morning session. We also thought that how could we be a church without having communion, as it's a central part of church and a central part of our faith. However, as only a minister can bless and administer communion, it meant developing, in conjunction with our minister, Andrew, at the time, a short and simple way of sharing the bread and the cup together each month. An agape meal is a religious meal shared as a sign of love and fellowship. It provides a great opportunity to experience God and share the Christian faith. And so we did develop our agape meal, with most of us in the team having input, and we're quite proud of what we came up with. Cafe Church takes place at the living room on the first Sunday of each month at the large table up the back, against the backdrop of people meeting for breakfast, birthdays, morning netball matches, family gatherings, catch-ups and quiet coffee. One morning, our morning now begins with the agape meal. We have a bread roll which we pass around, and then we use our cup of water as our symbols. We all eat and drink together, and then we break into our talk for the morning, followed by discussion, and we finish with a benediction. I can tell you that we've tackled some very interesting and challenging topics and promoted some very lively and thought-provoking conversation over time. Some of our topics have been New Year's resolutions, conversations with God, faith, what's in it for me, the meaning of grace, autumn, walking with awareness, peeling away the layers, resting your spirit, may your God go with you, and who said that, and many more. We enjoy going to being at Cafe Church together. We enjoy our worship there, we enjoy our friendship and our fellowship. And although we are very different personalities, we are able to appreciate different aspects of church in a real cafe. Church in a cafe means not just real coffee, but much, much more. Although it can be a bit noisy at times, the management of the living room and the staff know us and are always welcoming. People drift in and out of Cafe Church as their needs change. Some come seeking shelter and support when they need it, and they stay a while and move on. Maybe they were previously regulars at a traditional service, but their circumstances changed and they felt uneasy in that context. The group at Cafe Church have always been welcoming to all, from the regulars from traditional services seeking something more or different, to the strangers who found us through the local newspaper. All bring something unique to the group and are welcomed in their uniqueness. Even their unique opinions are tolerated. We find that sharing aspects of our lives and our concerns for our families and friends and the world goes beyond that of a discussion group. Somehow, the cafe setting seems to make our discussion more relevant and less abstract. Well, that's a bit of the background of our cafe church. And now I'm going to share with you our agape meal, which is how we begin each week. And it'll be up here so that if you can't understand me, because I'm getting a bit thrown out. Excuse me. Croaky voice. So this is how we conduct our agape meal. Our words. Let's begin this morning worship by sharing together Jesus' meal of remembering to sustain our souls. Let's gather to share in God's love. As we gather around this table, we do so as people of God, seeking to share our faith and our thankfulness. May God bless this fellowship. As we share food and our thoughts around this table, we give thanks for this abundance and our freedom, and we remember those who do not have enough and are oppressed. May God give us hunger for justice and a determination to serve those who hunger for food. Now let's share that food and drink which sustains the life of God in us. Jesus took the bread and broke it and gave it. Take this bread, it's the bread of life, as we pass it around the table to each other. And then, as Jesus did, we take a cup, which is our cup of water, and we give thanks and remember the life that Jesus gave for us. Take this cup, it is the gift of Christ. We have received the bread and the cup. May we be sustained with life and love. And may we also proclaim Jesus' teachings and follow in his way. We then continue our fellowship with our discussion of our topic, whatever that it is for that day. And enjoy that bit and have lots of fun and laughs. And so at the end of our morning session, we say, our meal is ended, but God's banquet continues as we go from this place. Let us take the banquet into the world and never give up until all people are fed. May God's blessing be upon us, and may we be channels of peace and justice. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. I was reading an article in the Crosslight recently by Reverend Dr. Sally Douglas, and she was referring to John chapter 20 and 21, wherein Jesus had already appeared to Mary with the other disciples. Thomas had been invited by Jesus to touch his scars, and they had received the Holy Spirit and had been commissioned by Jesus to go about the work of sharing and forgiveness. The reality that the disciples turned around and went back to their old life of fishing in chapter 21 seems ridiculous, but no doubt human. From time to time, we all may want to become disciples of God, but reality hits. And back we go to our homes and looking after the grandchildren. However, Sally says, what she loves about this passage is the way in which Jesus responds. When he sees the disciples fishing again, he does not rebuke them. He doesn't come storming down the beach yelling, hey, what did I tell you to do? Go out, preach to all. No, Jesus just says, come and have breakfast. Stunning, practical, loving words of hospitality and nourishment are offered. And that's what we're about at Cafe Church. Practical, loving words and nourishment. And isn't that what we all want? So an invitation to you all. Come and have breakfast. Amen. So I'd just like to finish with this prayer from Iona by Kathy Galloway. Think of the Maker. Let us pray. In the beginning, God made the world. Let us give thanks for all that God has made. Think of a time when you saw that the world is beautiful. Think of a sunset over the hills or sunrise over a sleeping city. Think of a running river or stars shining on a dark sea. Think of light flashing on a puddle or of geraniums growing in a window box. Think of a time when you saw that the world is beautiful and give thanks. Think of a time when you found pleasure in your body. Think of walking in the wind or digging a garden. Think of dancing till dawn or climbing mountains. Think of giving birth to a child or of holding someone you love. Think of a time when you found pleasure in your body and give thanks. Think of a time when you learned something new about life. Think of understanding something that has always been a mystery or of seeing someone else in a different light. Think of discovering a talent you never knew you had, or of listening to a good idea. Think of knowing what is important to you, or of believing that some things matter more than others. Think of a time when you learned something new about life and give thanks. Think of a time when your spirit was refreshed. Think of a song that moved you to tears, or of a prayer that inspired you to act. Think of laughter shared with friends or care of your family. Think of a stranger who made you feel welcome, or of someone who said, "I love you." Think of a time when your spirit was refreshed and give thanks. Think of a time when you were in despair. Think of feeling alone in a room full of people, or of being unwanted by even one person. Think of being ashamed because you've hurt someone, or of being awkward because you misjudged a situation. Think of being worn with worry or anxiety, or of knowing that your life is a sorry, disgusting mess. Think of a time when you were in despair. Then think of the suffering, forgiving, changing love of Jesus, and give thanks. The world belongs to the Lord. Think of the Maker and give thanks. Amen.